Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Okay, and she goes, Angel, I have to tell you something. You know, sometimes when you are under a lot of pressure, you are pretty tough with the people around you. And this nice, you know, wholehearted Angel that we all know, it suddenly disappears. So obviously, I was shocked. I mean, literally, at that moment, I was shocked and I was thinking about this for many, many days, literally, like, oh my God. And I didn't realize I was doing this, you know. You know, obviously, I thought, where does that come from?
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined once again by Angel Rebo. I'm super stoked to have him back on the show because he is a fantastic guest. If you want to listen to him again, you can go back to episode 45. With that, he helps sales VPs bring out the best in their teams. If you want to check out his work, I've linked it in the show notes. But he was also really hard on his colleagues, employees, and friends when he found himself under stress. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Angel Rebo, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I am indeed. Come on.
All right. So today we're going to talk about you learning to maybe lighten up a little bit, to let your heart show a little bit more. Tell us about this experience you had when you learned this lesson.
Absolutely. So basically, I was still living in Spain, and I was working at actually my first full-time job, and I was just leaving that full-time job. Okay. So I was leaving that first full-time job I had after college. I was working actually at the dean's office or at the president's office of the college I had studied before. And I was in charge of international programs. And so the last, let's say my last day, we organized a party, right? So we were like probably like six or seven people in that party. And I remember, you know, it was a very long party. We went to dance. I mean, that was in Barcelona. We had a blast. I mean, I still literally remember the party, and I remember having fun and you know, and eating and drinking and dancing. I love dancing, by the way. And, you know, I mean, eventually it was like after going to and closing all the different nightclubs, it was literally already, you know, there was deadline out there. And I was dropping my personal assistant, my PA, Nuria was her name. I was dropping her at her place. And as we were having just the last conversation outside the car and everything, and again, the first cars started to be on the streets already. And she told me, hey, Angel, I would like to share something with you which I have had inside of me for the last 2 or 3 years that you've worked with us. And I would really share this with you because, I don't know, I think that I need to tell you this. And I said, of course, please, go ahead. Okay, we were both like exhausted after so much, you know, drinking and dancing and partying and everything. We were both sober though. Okay. And she goes, Angel, I have to tell you something. You know, sometimes when you are under a lot of pressure, you are pretty tough with the people around you. And this nice, you know, wholehearted Angel that we all know, it suddenly disappears. And I wanted to share that with you. I mean, there's nothing, I will always be your friend. And, you know, you don't have to apologize to anybody, but I just wanted to share this with you because, you know, we all love you so much that, you know, we wanted to tell you, or I wanted to tell you. Okay. So obviously I was shocked. I mean, literally at that moment, I was shocked and I was thinking about this for many, many days, literally like, oh my God. And I didn't realize I was doing this, you know, that thought of being very hard on the people around me, you know, obviously I thought, where does that come from? And it's so funny how probably I was very hard on myself because my father was very hard on myself. So I was always very hard on myself. But at the same time, I was always, you know, people that know me, they know that I'm, you know, this is always very excited and very upbeat and super cool, super nice, you know, very gentle, blah, blah, blah. But I really wasn't. And she was kind enough to show me that. So I have to tell you, obviously, that was my first ever manager position. And after that, I've been really dealing with a lot of people and I've been managing a lot of people. And I've been training a lot of people and coaching and consulting for a lot of people. So the lesson that I have to say that I learned is that, number one, your perception is not everybody else's reality. Okay, so what might be your reality, my reality actually, it wasn't their reality. And I was so blind. It was such a strong blind spot that I would never have guessed, honestly. That's number one. Number two, regardless of how hard on them could I be when I was like under such a big pressure, she was kind enough. And I still developed those relationships because she was kind enough and smart enough to bring it to me at the very precise right moment. Okay, so that's why regardless of what might go wrong in your workplace, with your even in your family, you know, the real friends of yours, they will always be there for you, regardless. It doesn't matter how hard or how harsh have you been with them. Your real friends will still be there, and they will want you genuinely to know who you are or how you are actually behaving sometimes that it might not be up to who you typically are, you know? And again, I have always reflected, why is that? And I have to say that when I went, and that's a true story, when I had my first ever conference, parent conference with one of my two kids, my middle boy, whose name is Angel as me, the teacher told me, so your son Angel is very hard on himself. When she told me that, the teacher, I think it was second grade teacher or first grade teacher, I said to myself, oh no, another Rebo who's hard on himself, literally, you know. So then, you know, the third lesson is when you are with your family, when you are, I mean, just make an effort to be always acting and being present from your heart all the time, no matter what. Be always speaking and listening from your heart so that you don't get, you know, unfortunately, you don't get to those places where you probably are going to be remorseful about. And, you know, you are going to regret what you said or what you did. So just make an effort. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy to overcome those neuronal connections, those neurons that have been firing together for so long and you're trying to break, right? And I'm not saying it's easy, but if I had to choose one method, one technique to try to avoid those neuronal connections that you know that you have that subconsciously take over your personality, you know, go to your heart. Go to your heart. As soon as you sense this is triggering, this is being triggered, go inside of you and go into your heart and react from your heart and listen from your heart and react from your heart, you know. But still to this day, when I have my meetings with my team, I mean, I have a large team already here at the CEO Confidant company or business. Still to this day, I have to tell you, I make a big effort to step away from myself and from my ego, to try to put myself on everybody else's boots. And there's always reasons to do that, right? This employee is not consistently is lacking this or is missing out on this. And obviously, I would like to say, hey, I hope my answer is always, what can I do for you? How can I help you? But, you know, I'm always trying to measure my words, you know, trying to overcome that reaction that this lady 30 years ago pointed out, and it is still playing a role, maybe not 30, but 25 years ago. And that has played a big role in my life.
I think that's awesome. It comes back to the idea of being human first, right? You're not just their boss. You're also a human. They're also a human, and being aware of that. Of course, at the end of every episode, as a thanks for you coming on the show, I like to get people to share what's working for them now and more about how they're applying these lessons in what they're doing now. So tell us what you're all about, what you're working on, and where we can find you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So actually, maybe the first lesson I would like to share with the audience is we've been 12 months. It's now March 2021. It's been already now 12 months in which the world has changed, and we weren't ready for this. And I think that the main lesson I would like to tell everybody, I know that we all have been very tough with ourselves, and probably we have been really hard on many people in our lives for many reasons. I'm not going to judge anybody. You know, just go back to your heart, listen from your heart, and speak from your heart moving forward. And what I do for a living is basically I help both accomplished entrepreneurs and corporate CEOs to bridge the gap globally for expansion and exposure. So basically I help them, you know, define strategies, you know, in order to accelerate the growth of their businesses by going global. And you can find me very easily if you go to LinkedIn. It's going to be extremely easy to find me, Angel Ribo. My last name is spelled like R-I-B as in boy, O. My brand is the CEO Confident. And if you want to send me a direct email, it's very easy as well. It's angel@angelribo.com. And again, Alex, it's been a pleasure to be here today. And thank you, everybody who's listening to us.
It's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining me once again, Angel.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Ask around. Are there ways we can improve that we aren't aware of? Perception isn't always reality, and vice versa. And most importantly, go to heart. Turn to your heart. Find out what's going on in there and share it. Share it with people. Special thank you to Angel for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which I've linked in the show notes. If you want to hear more from him, you can also listen to episode 45 of Broken Bulbs. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.